Good morning. Buenos dias. This is Isela with on La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. ¿Cómo estamos? I have wonderful news. I'm super excited because being Latina here in the beautiful Napa Valley, La Ciudad de Napa, we have nada más, nada menos, Miss Tiffany Carranza, city clerk, and she has some great information for us. I know it was, it took us a minute to get her in here, but that's quite all right. Thanks to Mr. Potter that was able to get us, on air. And I guess we have important information to give to the community. And I say, I guess, because, oh my goodness, it's been kind of a guessing game with the redistricting. So it's kind of like the unknown getting known. And so I thought it was really important that our Comunidad Latina actually gets to hear. And I don't want to call you a lion, like the lion's mouth. That's kind of like bad. But the tigress mouth of what is going on with this redistricting. How can we help as a community? How do we come up with some redistricting maps? I don't know. I feel like I'm talking of that unknown. And what better than to have Ms. Tiffany Carranza, city clerk with the city of Napa here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, of course. And then Ms. Caitlin, please say your last name for me, because I know you said something was silent in there. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm going to silence the D or something.
It's Saldana.
Okay. Oh my goodness. It's like, is it Saldana in Spanish?
It's actually Portuguese.
Really? So it's a version of Saldana, just in Portuguese. Deputy City Clerk. So welcome, ladies, for being on the show.
Thank you.
I feel like women empowerment in the room going on.
I should have worn my leopard print. That fit in with the introduction.
So. Yeah, I know, the lioness mouth. I know. It just feels, oh, yeah, you'll hear it from the lion's mouth today. That's so funny. Tiffany, so I know that we're going through this real, it's real. It is a real transition for the city. And maybe just walk us through of what this even looked like or why we're even here. And I don't mean to put you on the spot by any means. It would be kind of surprising to tell you that it's been a whirlwind for the community, even going in there. We're like, what are you talking about?
No, I completely understand the community's questions and concerns, and for our staff and the city as well. It's been in quite the accelerated process. So we received a letter from attorney Mr. Rafferty back in January, asserting that our at-large election system essentially diluted the ability of the Latinos to elect candidates of their choice, and otherwise, which led them to not be able to influence the outcome of elections to have their voices represented. Long story short, they proposed that we were in violation of the California Voting Rights Act, which does protect certain classes. So receiving that letter sprung a series of timeline events in which the city had to respond. Mm-hmm. So on February 11th, I believe, we adopted our resolution of intent. Council met, heard from city attorney's office, spoke with, heard from the community, heard from Mr. Rafferty, and we did adopt our resolution of intent to transition from the at-large to a district-based election system. And to clarify for the listeners who may not know what that means, at-large versus district-based, mm-hmm. currently the city is under an at-large system where the four council members and the mayor are all elected at-large. They can live anywhere within the city limits, and all voters can vote for any one of the candidates for office. We have four council members that are up for 4-year terms. They they're elected in alternate years. So 2 years, two council members are up every 4 years. So two at a time. And okay. Our mayor is at large for a 4-year term as well. In the district-based system, we will divide the city into four separate districts. The mayor will remain at large, but the four council members will switch to districts. So within those four districts, the voters in those designated districts can vote for their council member. So one vote under this new system will go further. Based on our current population, it's about you know, 19 to 20,000 per district versus, you know, your vote would be one of 19, 20,000 versus one of 80,000.
I know.
So
that's
it,
huge.
We'll go further. Yeah. It'll also potentially be easier for the candidates who are running to have a focus on their campaign and who their outreach is and in a kind of a focus, so to speak.
Right. I think you saying that it kind of hone into your community. So you're just whoever you surround yourself with or where you live is basically who you would be campaigning with.
Correct.
I guess my next question is, and this could be kind of weird, and you can chime in if you have the answer, great. If you don't, then we'll probably look for the answer somewhere else to a model city somewhere.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, we know that there's a population that possibly can't vote. Does that matter? I'm just wondering if that, how does that get counted or allotted for? Or is it just people that had registered to vote?
Yeah, it's not based on the registered voters. It's strictly based on the census population data information. So it's based on the numbers, the districts that are drawn now are based on the population that has been provided in the 2010 census. We are going through a new census process in 2020. So heads up, community members, we'll be going through this process again in about a year and a half when those numbers are available, because we will be required once we establish districts to then redistrict again. Definitely, it won't be such a compressed time frame next time, which will be nice, because we have, as I mentioned, it's been hit the ground running. January received the letter, February we adopted the resolution of intent, and between that February 11th, we have 90 days to hold the series of public hearings and get the process going, community outreach. So we've been doing as much as we can within this compressed time frame, but we'll be learning from it and expanding some.
So, Tiffany, when you guys received the letter from the attorney's office, Rafferty, what was the first instinct of the city? Was it like, this is fake? I mean, we really have to investigate it, because I know it's just you're going to get sued, and you're kind of like, is this okay? We've never heard of this. Or was it something that you guys had planned in doing, possibly maybe after the census, or was this a complete surprise?
I think receiving the letter was a complete surprise. It's not like, oh, I think we're going to get it any minute. However, because this has been happening throughout the state, it kind of was only a matter of time. Okay. We hadn't put much effort into preparation. I think we maybe have had some conversations down along the road, but it kind of was more of like, oh, wow, now it's our reality. Right. And what are we going to do, you know, to do the best thing we can for the community?
And what does your city council think right now? Like, after, I know you've had a couple of meetings so far, it's pedal to the metal. I've been using that even for the school district stuff, and that's going to be another show. What is their reaction to all of this?
Their reaction is kind of, I think we were all caught off guard by the intensity. I think they agree that it will be a benefit to the community, mm-hmm. but they too were concerned about the timeline. Yeah. It just felt very rushed and like, you know, just would have liked to have more time and thought. Mm-hmm. What's hard about it is because the petitioners, Rafferty and his clients, have really been adamant about having the districts in place for the 2020 election.
Right.
So had we had a little more time, or maybe if it was for 2022, then we would have had a little more time. But okay. I do think they're supporting it. I think they're excited about it as well. Agree that it will bring the community together more. Right. We just wish we had a little more time for the community outreach part of it. So caught off guard, but I think supporting it. And we just want to be sure we're doing it right. And
how do you know that you're doing it right?
That's a really good question. Hoping and praying and you know, just trying to engage. And that's the thing, there is no really right or wrong process. It's just really trying to listen to what the community is telling us and having those good debates. And that's why we've been trying to encourage the participation at our council meetings. We held a workshop last Sunday, which we had a pretty good, again, we have nothing to measure it on, but we had probably between the two workshops, 50, 60 or 70 people participate throughout the afternoon. And we have community of interest. You spoke earlier about, you know, what does your community look like?
Yeah.
And the city wants to hear that. We have forms on our websites that you can fill out. We've been taking public comment at the public meetings.
Yeah. So even during your, and I was going to kind of chime in, my phone rang. Excuse me.
I can just keep talking. So interrupt me whenever you want.
No, no, ever. As my phone started ringing during the show. Oh my goodness. But one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, how do you feel that the community has been involved since you released the information that this redistricting was going to happen? Like, what does it look like when we're when you're in chambers? Like,
it's been pretty crowded, which is civic engagement is kind of lacking, I think, just in general, mm-hmm. normally. But we've had a great turnout. We've heard from our demographer, Paul Mitchell of Redistricting Partners, that he's really been impressed with what community engagement we've been receiving so far in terms of the numbers. So that's positive. Like I said, we don't have much to measure this on, but having a crowded chambers is a positive thing when it's not crowded all the time. So it does, it shows.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah, board meetings, you know. So it's been good. I feel like the meetings have also been productive. We've been hearing good feedback. That's the thing. We need to hear what people think their communities are so that council can make the best decision in terms of those boundary lines and keeping, the goal is to not, you know, if you say my community is, you know, the ABC, I know we have ABC streets, but, you know, ABC street with this community center and this school, that's my community. That is our community, is just not putting a line right in the middle of that and being sure that that's included in one district. And the same with, there might be more than one community in one district, but the goal is to just not break those community boundaries.
That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard because you have to think demographers aren't from here. I mean, how do you even, I can't even imagine the work that's being done to try to achieve that. And before we jump into how that's getting achieved, I was just talking to a good girlfriend of mine that was yesterday. I said, I've been wanting to go to some of these meetings. And I said, well, I've not missed one. The only thing I did miss was the mapping. I said, but I've been involved in giving my input to whomever's been going. And then that way they can kind of do the mapping for me. I said, it's been intense. You hear public hearing and I feel for city council sometimes. I mean, I've been in the hot seat too, so don't get me wrong. but it's kind of hard just holding a straight face sometimes and being told that I'm not doing the right thing or I am doing the right thing, but just not the right way. Yeah. So I could see that there's some difficulty or how could I say this? That at times it's going to get really difficult for city council. We're not going to achieve 100% satisfaction with the mapping. I know. And secondly, with the rushed process, your community, what we did as a group, as a board, we apologize to our public because we know we're not going to get the community input at the 100% that we wanted to. At least our outreach could have been much better. We could have done a campaign or we could have done small, you know, campaign trails or I don't know. We could do a caravan of some sort, a parade.
Yeah, no, we could work together for what we're going to have to do the next go around.
I think that maybe we could even partner in saying that I wish this would have came after the census. That way we don't do the work twice.
Yeah.
And what we'll hear later down the road, and you'll probably get the opportunity to hear it on the airwaves, we'll have the school district here because they're going to talk about their redistricting and what that implies, is that it's not just a census and then redoing it of spending monies, but we're at a declining enrollment where less money's coming in. And so we're in ultra saver mode. So I'm sitting here like, this is not using our taxpayers' money at its best. And so I think the same thing would go back for the city. Do you have any pushback on, oh my gosh, we got to do this now and we got to do it later during public hearing?
Well, it's something we hadn't expected, we didn't budget. Oh, we might get the demand letter and we better hold aside, hundred thousand for this process. So it will be, we're making it work.
It's a down payment for a house.
It really is not cheap. No. Well, there's a lot that goes, we've been learning more of just even the money that goes out for outreach and not to complain, because it's great. We're learning a lot. I will say we've learned a lot about how to get the public engaged, how, you know, we had to change our community. We didn't have to, but we were asked and we wanted to accommodate. So we changed the location of our workshop. So it really is, you know, we're trying to work with everybody, and you're right. We can't get 100%. Everyone's going to be happy. There's going to be somebody who submitted a map and their map wasn't, you know, maybe it didn't meet the, you know, it wasn't contiguous or the population was off, or there's going to be somebody that's not happy, but we're trying and hopefully, you know, we kind of don't have an option but to budget for it next year and make it work out. So
we all don't have an option.
Yes.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we have City of Napa City Clerk Tiffany Carranza and Caitlin Saldana. Okay, silent H. I got it. Deputy City Clerk with the City of Napa. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll ask all those interesting questions about what dates we need to meet. That is, do we have public comment coming up again?
Yep, March 17th is our next public hearing.
So that's just right around the corner. And you might be hearing this on the recorded session of this, or pre-recorded. So just take it with a grain of salt. We will be announcing the future dates coming up. So please stay tuned. You're listening to La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. Ahorita nos vemos. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela on KVON 1440 AM. ¿Qué tal, mi gente? We are in the house. Tiffany Carranza, City Clerk with City of Napa. And we have Caitlin Saldana. Yes?
Yay!
Deputy City Clerk. I got it. Second try. Or third try. And what are we talking about? We're talking about the civic engagement that's happening with this new redistricting. I don't even know what it's called. Fiasco? Yeah.
Process?
due diligence? I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess at the end of all this, we can say we did this in such a short amount of time. I think we should feel proud because there's a lot of hard work going through this. I think the easy part was getting that letter from somebody else that doesn't know the job that has to be done in the timeline that we were given.
Yes.
So this goes out to kudos to the entire City of Napa, City Council, for listening to all this public stuff that's going on. I don't want to call it a name because I am a public servant, so I can't say that. So through California Voting Rights Act, we, or you as a City of Napa, have the responsibility to pay attention to this letter that came through. Mm-hmm. Okay, we went through that in the first segment, and that letter was pretty much saying, hey, we were under, please chime in because I'm like stuck. I'm still lost in all this stuff. That you guys have a limited time to remap the City of Napa. Mm-hmm. And that is, you guys have to go through information from the census that came out in 2010, even though we have a census coming out, in a couple of, what is that, a year, 2 years?
How long does it take to collect the data? Yeah, I don't know how long it takes for the data to be provided, but once it is, then we'll be.
Right. Okay.
Round two.
And with that said, you said that there was, you guys did a resolution of intent back in February. We were run as an at-large system. And so what this is going to do is actually stretch the vote, per se. And that is, all these council members that, and there's only four, I'm like, all these.
They're used to seven.
I know. This huge amount of city council members that are on that board are now going to concentrate in areas, pretty much, mm-hmm. communities. So I think it will bring strong communities to support their candidates. That's the way I look at it. With that said, I'd like to see how could we get involved? How do we get the community to chime in on anything? Or how, I mean, just explain to me, like, what could I do just being, you know, a resident of the city of Napa?
So there are a few different options. So I have to give a plug to attend our city council public hearings. We've already held 2 public hearings and a workshop. We're now at our third. And again, these are required public hearings per the code that we hold. And we're at the third public hearing, which will happen Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. in the city council, City Hall Council Chambers, 955 School Street. Where council will be reviewing the 4 proposed district maps that have been submitted by our demographer, hearing additional public testimony from the residents, from the community members, to start talking about what the lines look like. Our demographer will go in detail over the maps, how he came up with the maps, some of which were likely submitted by community members during our workshop.
Okay.
You know, and he'll give lines. There are the requirements that that maps must hold in terms of contiguity, population, you know, keeping certain, you know, like the communities intact, things of that nature. So he'll be going through all of those requirements. That's March 17th. There will be also another public hearing.
You know, you're breaking people's vibes. That's St. Patrick's Day.
I know. Poor council. You should see. They're like, what are we doing here? I know. It's a hard one. It's going to be a long meeting, too. Hopefully it'll be long, because hopefully we will have a lot of public engagement. So right. We can always keep it celebrating into the next day.
Right? I know. There you go. Okay, so City Hall, 6:30,
March 17th.
March 17th. Okay, will there be any translations?
We will. We will have Spanish translation offered as well.
Perfect.
And then we meet again on April 7th to further review the maps and likely do our first reading of an adoption of a final map. So okay. it's a quick process. There, I do need to do a plug for the City of Napa's district website. It's www.cityofnapa.org/districtelections. www.cityofnapa.org/districtelections. There you will find the proposed maps. There's the community of interest form that you can complete online. There's an electronic form, or you can even print it out and put a PDF copy to our email, or drop it off at City Hall. You can email us at districts@cityofnapa.org with any comments you'd like to provide to council, if you'd like to let us know which map you prefer, if you have a map you'd like to submit. Any comments that come in, any maps that are submitted, all get forwarded on to council as well, so they can hear you. If you are unable to attend, please reach out to us, and we will be sure that the message gets passed along.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so I have on my Facebook, there was Kara Harrington. They were just asking, because she would like to support awesome public engagement. She asked if by chance there would be any childcare for the community members.
There's no childcare, separate childcare that's offered, but children are more than welcome to attend if they,
And the only reason, I guess they just wanted some, they want to support.
Yeah.
And of course, I think this goes out to Kara, that if you feel that you can't make it, then I believe Tiffany has made it clear that you're able to submit information to them, and they will make sure that our city council members and mayor receive your information. So just in case you're unable, because I know it's really Thank late. 6:30 is pretty late. That's dinner time for me, but it's okay. I end up skipping. Last night I had dinner at 9:30. So it was quite interesting.
It's the time change. It messes everything up.
All right. Is there any other information? So you said we can go to the website. I'm on the website right now. It seems fairly easy. cityofnapa.org. I'm just looking at the map. So right now, there is interactive maps. There is Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, Plan D.
Correct.
What do I do with that? Do I just look them over? If I can't make the meeting, do I send my comment to you?
Yep. All of the above.
Okay.
If you support one of the maps over the other, let's say you like Plan A map and you want to let council know you can't come and speak, you can easily send us an email, send a note, send however you want. Let us know which map you prefer. If you see a map that you like, but perhaps you think, you know, one of the lines should be shifted or you know, have some other suggestions, let us know that as well. Any comment is a good comment. There's no such thing as bad input. So we will take it all in. Council will review it all. We're forwarding any submissions that are received, you know, same day. They'll have a whole packet of what has been submitted that will be in front of them at the meeting as well. It's also available for the public to view at the meeting. So there's lots of options. But yes,
sounds
they can.
Good. I do also see at the bottom of your plan A, B, C, and D that there's other versions of maps that the city can still submit if need be.
So underneath, we also included for the public record the maps that were drawn by the community members at the workshop, so that everyone can see what had been submitted, what our demographer was, you know, referring to when he was drawing his draft maps,
okay.
And then any other map. So some community members have submitted full boundary district maps, and those we've also published as well, so that the public and the council can all have that information available for
review.
Sounds
good. That's awesome. Anything else you would like to say? Because I know this is a huge process. I mean, it's yeah. new, but you're talking about it like, hey, I've been through 20 of these already.
Well, it's all a front.
If you need help, call yeah. Tiffany.
Bring it on, redistricting. I'm ready in 2022. But yeah, you know, I want to thank the community for being as involved as they have been. It has been an added stress on them. It's been an added stress on staff and council, but I feel like I don't feel like we're not working together. I feel like we're really being as cohesive as we can. Like you said, not yeah. everyone's 100% happy with the process, but I feel like we're definitely doing the best we can. And to not be afraid to reach out to us. And, right. and council does want you to participate. And they're really nice people who yeah. really genuinely care. So I think the feedback that we've received, we're learning a lot through this process from the community members.
Yeah.
So it's really helping us also in how we're going to prepare for the next round. So I just say thanks for, I'm really proud of the Napa community. We've seen it through disasters we've had. We've seen how this community can come together. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just another opportunity for us to work together and prevail and hopefully see some really good districts for the 2020 election and see what happens with the next redistricting process.
I know I'd be in violation of like some kind of Brown Act or something if I brought all the city councilmen. It'd be lovely. It would be lovely yeah. to just have a
no
round
more than
table.
Two at a time, I please.
Know.
And
I know that's
although
horrible.
Then it'd be on air and then they'd all be talking. I just yeah. Michael Barrett's probably listening and will yell at me. So yeah. let's not talk about that.
It is. Yeah, I'm the Brown Act police. Apparently, I've been told. You know, they're just chatting away like, hey, what are you doing over the weekend? I'm like, I'm leaving this conversation. The perception is really bad. So, but with that said, it would be really interesting to get their insight of, you know, how this process is going along. Cause I know that, you know, we might have a different job that we're doing, you know, someone may be retired, but how does this kind of go into your personal work that you're doing? How are you advocating as a city council member? Again, I'm not political. Yeah. But it's just the process that I want to know that you guys are going through.
Yeah.
I think it's important, like we said, civic engagement. This is our city. Like, if we don't fight for it, then who's going to fight?
One thing that just popped into my mind that I failed to mention earlier is that if you can't attend, you can watch live on the local Napa TV channel.
Okay.
And you can also stream live from our webpage. So okay. if you go to the cityofnapa.org website and you go to the
And can I text you my question?
We don't offer that ability. Who knows in the future? It may be an option, but as yeah. of right now, that isn't set up. But who yeah. knows? But you can stream the video live, and it's also posted the following day, the following morning after it's had a chance to upload. So there are ways to see what council, what they're thinking. And again, the next maps will be posted 7 days before the next hearing. So there's still opportunity to participate. But I just didn't, you can watch live on the TV or online as well from the comfort of your own home.
And just one other comment. Kara replied back to her comment. So yes, she said, yes, indeed, dinner time with the kids. So she just would like for me to repost the links for the remapping, redistricting, excuse me. And then that way she's happy to share with her friends and family. Kara, just so you know, we are doing public hearing for Napa Valley Unified today. There is childcare. Hey, we're in the industry of kids. So we do have childcare.
It'd make me look bad.
No, I'm sorry. Their people should talk to our people. And there will be translation. And I'm just doing that little plug because, tonight we do have, let's see, we will have Spanish and Tagalog translation in Tagalog because mainly American Canyon community. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and just go to another quick commercial break. I'm going to come back and let you know what we have in the works for our show. I know we have April for Easter, and then we do have Mayo coming up. So please stay tuned. La Hora with Tiselan, KVON 1440 AM. Hola, regresamos to La Hora with Isela on 1440 AM. How are you, everyone? This is the last segment of the show. We had the beautiful, the wonderful Miss Tiffany Carranzas here with our city clerk. I know you didn't think I was going to say that about a city worker, huh? Hey! And I did. So Tiffany Carranza, city clerk with the city of Napa. And of course, Miss Beautiful Caitlin Saldana, deputy city clerk. We have beautiful people working for our city. So thank you very much for being here today. Really, the information that was given today is going to help on building our future and then some. So this is, I guess we're stepping in the right direction. We would have liked a slower pace.
Yeah, we're running into the right direction.
But there you go, of course. But of course, yes, we're running in the right direction. And with that said, the plug that I wanted to give you guys is please try and make all the city council meetings as best you can. And that is whether you give your inputs on maps, you can't make it. Is there an email address where they can send you information?
Yes, it's districts, districts, at cityofnapa.org.
Perfect. And that email address, send in all your comments if you can't make it. Goodness gracious, I know we don't all fit. Can you imagine if the entire city of Napa came to visit you? Just imagine. I mean,
it would be one big party.
Yeah, on St. Patty's Day at the city chambers. Oh my goodness. So yes, if you cannot make the meeting on the 16th, there is still 17th. There is still opportunity for you to come out and visit. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'll give you all my comments later. Okay. With that said, there's also a second meeting, and that is on April 7th, 6:30
City Hall.
And that would be our first reading of possibly
our first reading of a selected map.
Okay.
With a final adoption on April 21st. So
goodness.
Yeah, it's.
I think over here it's going to be till June.
Yeah, our 90 days is up on May 11th. So.
Goodness.
Yeah, even if we needed one more meeting, we could possibly have one, but. Keep that cushion just in case.
Yeah, that's good to have the cushion. All right. So, ya estamos, mi gente. Please pass the word to your friends and family. And if you need information in Espanol, you can get it on the map, or excuse me, on the website, cityofnapa.org. And all you have to do is just scroll down a little further. So, si necesitan la información en español, pueden localizarla en el sitio de internet, cityofnapa.org. Y luego, si le ponen 902/maps. Lo único que tienen que hacer es ir hasta mero abajo y pueden ver todas las secuencias de elecciones y los planos A, B, C y D y algunos mapas de taller, otros mapas del distrito enviados por el público. So, the show isn't in Spanish, but I'm going to pass on the message that our Sunday Spanish show with Nico and Popo, they are great individuals to, awesome. You know, to get the word out, yeah, to get their peeps out to these community events. It's so important. Please come out to any of all these wonderful sessions that we're putting together. I know it's a lot of hard work. I know you're going to miss dinner with your kids. It's only temporary, but know that you're making an impact for your city. With that said, I'm going to close out our show. De nuevo, thank you so much, ladies, for coming out. Don't let this be the last time you visit.
Well, it's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. I got you rolling.
I'm comfortable now, so watch out.
Oh my God, next thing we know, we're going to have a karaoke on La Hora.
I did. Steve Potter did inform me you have quite the voice, Isela, so maybe next time.
Next time, for sure. Well, with that said, thank you so much, everyone. Hasta la próxima, and I will see you. Well, you will hear me later. ¿Sale? Órale, pues, cuídense, mi gente.